Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. It's June, and in comes the June gloom. It may seem cloudy and dull, but it's terrific for picture taking. Go online to southcoastbotanicgarden.org for reservations. If you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. This is certainly the time of year to enjoy the fuchsia garden. It's visually stunning, with almost every plant in bloom and a couple of benches where you can relax. Make sure you see the pink and deep lavender flowers on the first love fuchsia. The Tom West, which is a red and purple bloom. Also blooming is the Wilma Versloot, a Dutch cultivar introduced in 1969 with wonderful deep pink and medium purple flowers, while Zulu King, a stately plant, has a deep red and aubergine flower. There's the tiny little species from New Zealand, Procumbens. It's on the wall of the shed with a light green leaf and a bloom that is yellow and green and very nearly blends right into the leaves. If you wander out of the fuchsia garden and veer to the right, past the entrance to the Soar exhibit, you'll see some examples of one of the most diverse plant families going, the begonias. There are two blooming right in the border garden bed around the geometric beds, and a couple more in the garden of the Staghorn Fern Collection. Begonias do bloom, and some will bloom profusely. However, this is not the reason begonias are prized in the garden. They have the most interesting and diverse leaves, both in color and shape. These will add texture and dimension to any shady spot of your garden. Another plant in the garden of the Staghorn Fern Collection that is throwing a bloom right now is one of the bromeliads. You can find bromeliad patches throughout the garden, and if you take a walk up Creek Lane from the overlook, the giant bromeliad along the dry creek bed has a couple of hot red and cool white blooms coming up, and along the path up the walk to the right, there's another bromeliad patch sending up a lovely pink and yellow spike. Across the geometric garden beds, in the children's garden, the lovely little field of deep orange daylilies is beginning to bloom, while the rows of Sharon plants are really getting showy. There are two of the double lavender flowered plants here in the children's garden, and a white with red centered rose of Sharon near the tram stop bench by the Bohannon Rose Garden. Now, if you get down to the Fairy Village, there are two rows of Sharon with very pretty double hot red violet flowers. If you take a turn through the cactus collection, the crown of thorns there is at its best just now. While the crown of thorns is a plant that blooms pretty much year-round, the splendid display of cherry red flowers on this one plant is truly beautiful. A walk around Tram Road will take you to the overlook, where the Apache plume is looking very full and wistful and makes a dreamy backdrop to the wild Texas olive just behind it. The wild Texas olive is native to Texas and parts of Mexico. While the fruit is too bitter for us people to eat, the birds and some other critters do eat them. However, these trees are becoming more rare in the wild, so we're lucky to have such a beautiful specimen in our garden. Also at the corner of the overlook and Creek Lane is the Egyptian jasmine. The scent is heavenly, and if you head up the dirt paths and end up on Canyon Road going toward the Rose Garden, you'll pass the lucky nut tree with its butter yellow flowers, the yellow bells plant with its lemony yellow flowers, and the fabulous cockspur coral tree on the edge of the amphitheater meadow. The cockspur coral tree, so named because the flower resembles the thorny growth on the inside of a rooster's leg, is a special tree in Argentina as it is the national tree and a symbol of bravery that is mentioned throughout the folklore of the country. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.